So you're going to be sitting with me in my car, and we're in the parking lot of a playground, a public playground, and it's a beautiful day out, sunny, warm, kids are out for the summer, so it's full here, lots of kids coming and going. But you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at all the little girls, because I know what you want, and I'm gonna help you find the perfect little girl. So right now, I see a little girl in shorts and a little tank top. She looks maybe 7 years old, maybe. Oh, she's so cute. So petite, so little. And those shorts are so short. You can see her little cunt through them, can't you? You can see the shape of her cunt. And that little bottom, just the way it moves as she's running around. It looks like her little bottom would be kind of firm, bony. But gosh, she's so cute, isn't she? Or how about that girl right there? She might be a little older than that one I just saw, maybe 8 years old. Just slightly older. But she's taller, brown hair, long brown hair, up in a ponytail. She's wearing shorts as well and a little t-shirt. And she's taller, a lot more slender than the other one. I think you like that one. I think I might have to check how hard your cock is. Yes, I definitely feel how hard you are talking about these little girls and looking at them. That 8-year-old though, God. I love how kind of tall and slender she is. That cute, innocent face. I bet she looks beautiful, undressed, and exposed. I bet her little pussy is beautiful. I bet it's so slightly plump, slightly puffy, bald. And I bet if I were to spread it open for you, you would just bust your nut because it would look so petite, so tiny. Her little slit, barely wide enough for a finger, and her little asshole would be right there underneath it. And the way that she was spread open, exposed for you to come take, makes your fucking cock throb, doesn't it? Because you know you're not supposed to look. You know you're not supposed to touch. But you are obsessing over it right now, aren't you? Thinking about what she might taste like. What a fresh, young pussy tastes like. And what would happen if I could get her in this car? Or maybe what it would feel like if she were to sit on your lap and you know that she would be feeling your hard cock on her bottom, what would she do? Maybe we could take her home, undress her, turn her into our little plaything, our little slender, innocent little girl, our little sex toy. I would want to feel her body all over, feel how soft it is, how ticklish she might be in certain places. I wonder what her little nipples look like, because right now I'm seeing that there's really not any bumps or, you know, puffiness sticking out. So her chest would be completely flat, wouldn't it? Imagine running your hands over that while I watch and while I join you. Us both touching and groping our little girl, our little sex doll. And me telling her that it's okay. This is what grown-ups do, and you're safe with us. And then I tell you to move your hand down her slender, soft torso. How adorable her little belly button would be, centered right on that torso, and how you could just put your two hands around her waist so easily. How fragile that body is. And then I take my hand on top of your hand and I kind of encourage it down to that V between her legs, that slit, those lips, little girl pussy lips, so puffy. How easy your tongue could just lick up that slit and just open it with that tongue. And God, the taste. I can imagine what an 8-year-old pussy tastes like. I wonder if it tastes like mine. What do you think? And how tight that hole would be. The moment that you took your finger and found those inner lips, that inner slit, and you just push that finger into there, and it almost grips it so tight, so fucking tight. I wonder what she would do. I wonder if she'd gasp or moan. Can you imagine giving her an orgasm? Can you imagine your finger inside of her hole and my hand circling her little clit, her little button? Can you imagine us both giving her an orgasm? Now, can you imagine me teaching her how to suck your cock. She might be a little scared, a little nervous, because your cock is gonna look scary and unknown, something she's not really seen before. But imagine those little lips wrapped around your cock. Even her mouth would feel tight. And I'd tell her to use her tongue while she sucks. And you could look down and see a little girl's innocence on your cock. And me looking up at you, telling you this is the hottest thing that I think I've ever seen. That I'm so turned on by seeing you getting pleasure from a little child, a little girl. And I know that would bring you to an edge, wouldn't it? I know just my words telling you that I was turned on, and look at how precious she looks on your cock. I know that would make you want to explode. Imagine filling a little girl's mouth with cum. Giving her first taste of cum, and how she would never forget your cock forever. She would remember that cock, crave it maybe even. Because I know, as a woman, you get addicted to making a man feel good. You get so addicted to it. Seeing how weak you can make a man just by using your mouth on his cock. Now, last thing I want you to think about while I am now stroking your cock in my car, in a parking lot, in public, at a playground. Looking at little girls, especially our little girl right there, that beautiful, tall, slender child. Imagine the head of this cock of yours. Imagine me guiding that little girl's hole onto the head of this cock. How the tip of your cock would push that little slit open. But it'd be so tight that it would just kind of like not push in. And we'd have to stretch it a little bit, work it. Oh, I bet she'd be a little wet. And I just keep working the head of that cock in there, trying my best to get it open, trying my best to split open her pussy, her underage pussy, and how eventually it might spread open for your big man cock, and how it would just kind of pop in there, just the head, and how she would just be sitting on top of your cock, this little doll, her slender frame, your hands around her waist, and me with my hand on this hard shaft. Oh, I'd start stroking your shaft while the head of your cock is inside this little girl's pussy. And I'd be stroking, hoping to pump your load into her little innocent pussy. I want to maybe lick it out once it's in there. I want to taste your cum inside this little girl's hole. I want to put my face right in her little girl pussy and suck a load out of there. And I'm so turned on by it. I'm so turned on bringing you this little girl, my little gift for you, using her little holes for our pleasure. Showing her what sex is. Now, please come into her little cunt. I know it's so tight. I know it feels good. It's probably sucking you in almost. And I know she's so little, we can't push you all the way in. So that's why I'm stroking you like I am. Dump it into there. Give her that load. Yes. Oh. I can see some of your cum is even dripping out right now, somehow dripping out of her tight hole. Oh, yes, I want to lick it out. I want to taste her underage pussy on your cock. I want to taste your load in her pussy. I would taste each of those, and I might just come just from the fucking taste and just from the thought of what I just saw.